Hey, back on Downtown, it's time for the High School Report presented by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank.
Life is a ballgame being played each day.
We're happy to welcome in our friend Mark Cowlin from Eastern Maine Sports. Mark, welcome back. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year to you, Rich, and getting ready to get things started for the year.
Absolutely. Well, we got a nice little bit of snow out there to get us ready for the winter season. I'm assuming that the weather means not much action going on tonight.
Yeah, most that I've heard of it aren't playing. There might be a few games going on, there's not a lot going on tonight. And, just makes it tougher, rescheduling for the athletic directors and all that. There's already other reasons why games are being postponed now. The weather too.
Well, we're off to a pretty good start, though, to the season. A lot of good basketball being played. I had a chance to watch online the other night. Very good game between the Brewer Witches and the Bangor Rams.
The Brewer Witches proven to be top dog there in A. And it's going to come down, I think, to them and Nokomis, as everybody thought. But Brewer has proven so far in the first half of the season to be the favorite right now. I mean, again, Nokomis is loaded, and it should be fun when they meet again on the 20th of January. But they're looking real good, and a good win over Bangor.
Well, I think a lot of schools just wish they could get a game with Nokomis if they don't have them already, because Cooper Flag is like guaranteed big crowd.
Yeah, big crowd, big attendance numbers, big numbers on the streaming. Everybody wants to see them, and everybody knows about Cooper and Ace Flag, but in their win the other night against Lawrence, Madden White came up huge. Also, he had over 20 points, 4 dunks himself. Everybody talks about Cooper Flag, but which well deserved. But Madden White, providing a little bit of veteran leadership there.
So what else has been happening here in the early season? Who are some of the teams that are standing out so far?
Well, we mentioned Brewer, of course, and in Class A. There's some other teams, too. Ellsworth, I think, has proven right now they're the favorite in Class B. They got a big one that we're going to have coming up in about a week and a half when they come to Foxtrot. Speaking of Foxtrot, their only loss of the season came up to Caribou. And it was actually Caribou's first win of the season, so good win for Caribou up there by 2. We'll have that rematch a week from tomorrow and when Caribou comes to Foxtrot, so that should be fun. In Class C, way up north, kind of out of listening range, Fort Kent's undefeated and proven to be tough. They got Delisle there, that's a very good player. Dexter's unbeaten, they're 7-0. They got one of the top players in Class C, and Will Kuznias, he's really done quite well so far. So those are some of the teams in boys. Over in girls action, Skowhegan, I think, is the favorite in Class A. Old Town in Class B has proven to be tough. They actually got they defeated Herman earlier in the year, and that was Herman's only loss. They play Old Town again coming up, I think, Tuesday. And then, in Class C, Stern, Central, Penobscot Valley, I think, are the top three teams right now. Dexter's in the mix, and Callis and Hutchton, but I think Central, Penobscot Valley, and Stearns are the top three teams there. Speaking of Penobscot Valley, though, Southern Aroostook, a top Class D team, defeated Penobscot Valley by 14 the other night. It shows how good Southern Aroostook is and how they could compete in upper classes as well.
Now, are we seeing, because we've got obviously different times now, we've got an open tournament coming up a little bit later, are teams still playing a more regionalized schedules than in the past?
Nope. It's kind of back to like it was before last year, this year. They're playing kind of their normal schedules. As I mentioned, Penobscot Valley traveled up to Southern Aroostook to play them. But teams are playing their normal schedules. I mean, as I said, Foxtrot played Caribou, and they play in the normal teams they would play in a normal kind of season.
Excellent. Well, let's get as many games in as possible before that Omicron wave hits and likely upsets things for a little while here. But things going well so far. Keep it going as long as we can, right?
Yeah, no doubt. We're just happy to get a season in. Well, let's hope we're about probably 6-7 weeks away from the tournament. Let's hope that happens as right now is planned. But you know, just taking it day by day, and hopefully we'll get in as many games as possible.
There you go. Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports. You want to know what's happening on the high school sports scene or any sports here in Eastern Maine? You check it out at Eastern Maine Sports. Mark, we thank you as always. Have a great weekend, and we'll check in again next Friday.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rich. Talk to you next week.
All right. You got it. Thank you, Mark. Mark Cowlin with us every Friday afternoon here on Downtown. Our high school report presented by Sweats Tire. Serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.